the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Amen. Today is the crown of the masterpiece of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the ascension of His glory into heavens. To Him is glory to heaven. And no doubt that the importance of the ascension is not by any way less than the importance of the resurrection. Simply because without the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heavens, no one in the mankind could have gained the profits and the fruits of his salvation. That's why, with the same manner that the incarnation has begun, and the Holy Spirit came down from heavens and dwelt in the pure womb of the Mother of God to give birth to the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ, so also the Holy Spirit was going to come down again 10 days after tomorrow, not only for the womb of the Mother of God, but also to the heart of everyone of those who accept the incarnation and salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this could have never done unless our Lord Jesus Christ ascends the body of resurrection, the glorified body, into heavens. That's why the Ascension Feast is very, very important. And it came 40 days after the resurrection to give us an idea how did the Lord give his teachings and his directions to his pure disciples during these 40 days until the day of his ascension into heavens. And there is a very interesting verse to mind. We have to look at it carefully. The first says, now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. In Arabic, بيقول ولما تمت أيام صعوده. كم بالعربي أوضح شوية في الحتة دي. لما تمت أيام صعوده. صعوده يعني هنا عد مرحلة الصليب ومرحلة الدفن ومرحلة القيامة ووصل للكونكلوجن بتاع ده كله اللي هو صعوده للسماء. To be received up means here to be received from the Father and from the angelic hosts in heavens. And he passed all the events between this time or that time, which was mentioned in St. Luke Gospel 9, until the ascension. So he passed by his crucifixion, his burial, his resurrection, and came directly to the conclusion. The conclusion was his ascension into heavens. Imagine that the Lord, after his resurrection, remained on heavens, on earth, and did not leave the earth. What would have happened? He could have lived, because he is the life and he is God. He could have lived with this body forever on earth. However, no one of us could have received the same power of resurrection that he gained for us in his body. And this is the importance of the ascension into heavens. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ insisted, after 40 days of appearing to his disciples and apostles, teaching them, confirming to them everything, and explaining to them everything concerning the kingdom of heavens, after that, as he was speaking to them, it was written at the end of St. Luke's Gospel and at the beginning of his book also, which was the Acts of Apostles, that while he was speaking to them and blessing them, he was selected and elevated into heavens. And he disappeared by body from their eyes. But although it happened, they were not sad. They were not disappointed. On the contrary, they were very, very happy. Why? Because the angel said to them at that moment, what you are looking now to the Son of Man who is leaving into heavens, be sure that he will come again. You will see him again. As he was elevated, as he was taken from you, he will come again to you. That's why it was said that the disciples returned to Jerusalem joyfully, with joy and happiness. The ascension of the Lord into heavens has many reasons. Number one, to present to the Father the new Adam, the second Adam. Adam without sin. Adam without sin. To present to the Father the second Adam in his body, the power of the resurrection forever. And to present to the Father the proof that he himself, through his body, forgives the sins of the whole world to those who believe in him and accept his salvation. And to book for us, as he promised his disciples before the crucifixion, to book for us our seats in heavens. Now, as we said on Sunday, last Sunday, every one of us has his seat, only his seat, or her seat, every one of us. And this was the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is now sitting in the bosom of the Father, at the right hand of the Father, preparing for us our places, our mansions in heavens. That's why we are very grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ tonight. There is a main or a huge difference between the body that he took from the Mother of God by the Holy Spirit through his incarnation, and the same body which ascended into heavens on the ascension, big difference. The first one was the body likening us all in everything except the sin. And the second, at the ascension, the same body, but having in him the power of resurrection. That's why every one of us has the chance to come and take of this glorious body, then he gains the power of his resurrection, of the power of the resurrection in himself. One of the forefathers said a very important verse, or a very important sentence. He said, "This who is strange from the altar is strange from God. Al-gharib an al-madbah, gharib an Allah. Al-gharib an al-madbah, gharib an Allah. Madbah هو المصدر بتاع علاقتنا مع ربنا. The altar is the source of our relationship with God. Without the altar, no hope to go in heavens. No hope. Simply because without the altar, we cannot renew the power of resurrection in us that we already received on the baptism. That's why we are very glad tonight and grateful to our Lord tonight, and pray to him every time, keep us in your presence, keep us in your bosom, abide yourself in us, and let us be abide new as well by partaking of the Holy Communion. And if you want to partake of this body, we have to prepare ourselves. And this is the importance of repentance. And this is the importance of renewing our relationship and improving it day by day, hour by hour, as frequent as we can. Every time we come, we take 100% of the power of salvation, the power of resurrection. And then when we go into the world, this power, not because there is something wrong in the power, but in us, that we don't use this power as it should be. And then we come again, as if we are coming to recharge the battery. Our battery is chargeable one. It's not disposable. Our battery is rechargeable. And we recharge it every time we come to the altar. And every time we are prepared to come to the altar, then we regain the full power of resurrection and the ability of ascension. That when the Lord asks any of us to leave this world, we find ourselves ready for ascension, ready to sit on the seat that he prepared for us when he promised his disciples after his resurrection. May the Lord give us the blessings of these holy days and the power of resurrection and ascension into heavens. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Alleluia. Show it.
as they are, they remain forgiveness of trespasses, as we forgive those trespasses, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Ibă Hristos Iisus Benșois,
Pastifa,
Nobion Sokirie,
Iere
Pansi, Domne Omati Iisus,
Se rovie Sărmă, Se Lumnă, Mă, Mă, Hidu, Că nu trebuie, Vede, 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 Vero Roha Kudus Muna Fartum Nam Katayam Bofira Tumanam Sektum Harim Sikal. Ted and Aiden Yasidam Kulurus Karatam Ted and Yamruf Kan Kudusu Kitsum Kudusan and Fil Katara and Betam Kudur Matu Tadun. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my witness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy, those of your bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you, long the unknown is on far from the Eden world, or from faint heartedness, do master on the witness of men at the good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us of love, and all your people of love. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, and the dominion, the adoration, and the beauty, with the Father, Holy Spirit, the light, give us one essence with you at all times. Unto the ages of all ages.
Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Amen. Gloria vox salvatrice, eo, agio me matike, nikai, Christos, Sone on amit on shebol in goe moje oben shoy sus be Christos sofe vokh nes mo sof she of him shoy in fel of him sus o in am em be fyo so te mon on ay lan kire dai son kire dai son kire bo ye
son
mis mo o
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.